Focus on flowers. Before homes were as well heated as ours, the yearning for spring's coming must have been felt physically in the bones as well as through the senses. William Blake, 1757 to 1827, is one of the many poets who have written entreatingly to spring. Come o'er the eastern hills, and let our winds kiss thy perfumed garments. Let us taste thy morn and evening breath. Scatter the pearls upon our lovesick land that mourns for thee. A more modern poet, Siegfried Sassoon, wrote a poem in 1935 that he called Vigil in Spring. The night air smelling cold with spring, and the dark twigs of towering trees, when age remembers youth, we bring aliveness back to us in these. Leaning from windows on the gloom, we are one with purpling woods and wet wild violets of our earth, in whom aliveness wakes and wonders yet. Inbreathed awareness, hushed and cold, of growth's annunciate thrust and thrill, we lean from lifetime growing old and feel your starlit magic still. Sassoon grasps at the coming of spring as if he can share in the rejuvenation of the earth and recapture the aliveness of his youth as the sap rises in the trees. Images of rebirth and new beginnings and the miracle of those first tiny buds abound in poetry. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the poetry of spring.